The Warriors will face the Pacers in Indianapolis on Thursday, completing a two-game trip that started Tuesday in Oklahoma City with the Warriors in a back-and-forth battle with the Thunder. And Kevin Durant delivering 34 points to go with 10 rebounds, while Klay Thompson added 20 points, and the Warriors grabbed the win in OKC 111-107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
It was a great win. You know, shorthanded, on the road against a team that we could play, or you know, a team that's fighting for playoff positioning, and it's a hell of a win without all those guards, especially. So I loved how our guys played and competed.
What made you decide to go to Damian Jones, and were you pleasantly surprised on what he gave you?
We knew we were going to play him because we only had 10 guys, and it was a night to play everybody to find minutes, and we wanted to see him against Steven Adams. You know, it's a hell of a matchup, as tough as it gets. But Damian's got the size and athleticism to play that kind of role. So we gave him a few minutes, and he played well, and we just stayed with him.
What kind of poise did you see from the guys in the final minutes?
It's great. You know, Quinn, fantastic. You know, Draymond, they both you know, knocked down their free throws, and you know, just making sure we kept playing throughout the whole game. You know, we had I thought we had a really good first half, really solid, and we had some moments in the second where the game was getting away from us, and I liked how we responded and kind of got control of things again.
Is that big for you guys to see Quinn in this kind of environment play a steady game, hit his shots, because of what's probably ahead for him?
Yeah, but it doesn't surprise us at all. I mean, this is what we've come to expect of Quinn, and you know, he's probably not going to be a 30-point guy in the playoffs. That's, you know, not how the playoffs work, but you know, this is more like a playoff game where, you know, you got KD and Westbrook taking 25, 30 shots, whatever they took, and the stars dominating, but all the role players have to do their part, and I thought Quinn did a great job of that.
So Kevin and Draymond and Claire, all-stars for a reason, but how do you see them just kind of manage through the heavier workload and responsibility?
I'm not even sure they had a heavier workload, to be honest. We tried to keep their minutes to about where they normally are, you know, 35, 37 range. It was really everybody else who had to fill in some different roles. You know, JB playing the four quite a bit tonight. David West playing the four next to DJ. So we had some combinations that we haven't had out there all year long. But it's a lot easier to play when you've got three All-Stars on the floor and everybody else can fill in around them.
How about in regards, though, with Kevin and Draymond, which is running the offense at certain times?
Yeah, I mean, Draymond is, you know, he's used to handling the ball so much for us anyway, so it's not really a stretch to say, you know, go play point guard. And I think you probably would agree. I mean, it didn't look out of the ordinary. You know, he may have gotten a little ambitious on a couple passes, but that's all right. He was awesome, and you know, we're gonna live with a few of those mistakes because he makes so many great plays for us. And the thing with Draymond is he always wants to control the game anyway, whether Steph or KD or Clay's out there or none of them are out there. Draymond is always sort of in command in terms of, you know, leading us and running the show.
Was this your best defensive game in a while?
It was a great defensive game. It was a really good effort. I thought we were flying around. We did a good job on the pick and rolls with Westbrook, although he got going in the second half. But you can kind of count on that. At some point, he's going to get going. But, yeah, very good defensive effort.
Now, what do you think was the key with Melo and Paul with just doing whatever you can to hold?
Well, I mean, they missed some shots that they normally make. So the main thing you try to do is just make everything hard and fly at them and don't give them easy looks. And I thought our rotations were pretty good and our shot challenges were really good.
I heard a large round of applause. Was that for Damian?
Yeah, that was for DJ. Yeah, he's been down in Santa Cruz all year, and the guys down there have really developed him well. Aaron and his staff have really worked hard with him. Damian and Q have been down there all year working together, and we're thrilled with the development of each of them. And Damian deserves a lot of credit. He's really, really worked hard, and you can see the type of physical presence he has out there. So it's a fun opportunity to see what he can do.
How important is it for him to have a big game like this in an actual regular season? You know,
it's always good, especially before the end of the year. You know, you can go into the summertime knowing, you know, on the road against a great player, you know, that he can have success. So for him, it's a nice boost, and it's a reward for all the hard work he's done in Santa Cruz.
Just the observation, he didn't seem really timid. It didn't look like he was overthinking things out there. Did you like the freedom with which he played?
Yeah, I liked how he played. I mean, you know, he caught a couple of lobs, and that's what he does. I mean, he's just so powerful and athletic. And, you know, it's always easier to play with great players. And you know, the lob that he caught from Draymond was a direct result of the attention that Draymond and KD were getting on that screen and roll. And that's how you have to play as a role player. You got to, you know, figure out your spots and do what you do. And I thought Damian did a good job of that.
And after Thursday night's game against the Pacers, the Warriors return to the Bay Area. And on Saturday night, we'll face the New Orleans Pelicans in what will be the final home game of the regular season. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sim.